Chris Morning Update Friday, April the 28th.
欢迎来到星期五的早报。十二四集团一七财年四季度报表显示，营收、净利润、学生人数分别增长81%、196%和70%。在国防方面，我国最新一期枭龙双座战斗教练机在成都首飞成功。美国川普减税方案出炉，大幅削减企业税率，从35%降至15%，而个税税率起征点有望翻一番。在武汉本地新闻方面，普通高中招生计划出炉，2017年预计全市初中毕业生6.44万人，普高招生计划为3.49万人。
TAL Education Group, a leading K-12 after-school tutoring services provider in China, today announced its unaudited financial results for the fourth quarter and the fiscal year ended February 28, 2017. Highlights for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2017 include that the net revenue increased by 81% year-on-year to $316 million. Income from operations are increased by 161%, and net income attributable to TAL increased by 196% to $32 million. Cash and cash equivalent, the term deposits and short investments totaled $699.7 million compared to $478.8 million as of February 29, 2016. The total student enrollment increased by 69.6% year-on-year to approximately 1,336,000 from approximately 788,000 in the same period of prior year. The total physical network increased from 474 in 27 cities as of November 30th, 2016 to 507 learning centers in 30 cities as of February 28th, 2017. Fiscal year 2017 was another year of progress for TAL, and the company believed solid financial and operational results driven by robust enrollment growth, mostly through the continued expansion of its small class classrooms, as well as additional contributions from its newly acquired businesses. The fourth quarter top and bottom line results reflected its ability to harvest from the classroom capacity expansion and teacher recruitment efforts during the first half of the fiscal year. And as the company looks ahead, the well-paced strategic expansion of its learning center networks through the addition of new classrooms and entry into new cities will remain a key part of its growth momentum. And the company is committed to investing in new technologies and courses to advance its education initiatives. And with solid business execution and strong market demand, the company believed they are in a good shape to continue their performance and deliver long-term value for all its shareholders. And then China's new cost-efficient two-seat flight trainers, the JF-17 Thunder, also known as the FC-1 in China, successfully carried out its first maiden flight on Thursday morning in Chengdu, southwest China's Sichuan province. The new two-seat fighter trainer is developed based on the single-seat fighter and is equipped with multi-functions such as combat and training features. It is the third generation of a multi-functional two-seat light combat aircraft that is able to perform in beyond visual range air combat conditions, but also have precise strike capabilities. And return to the U.S., U.S. President Donald Trump's administration on Wednesday unveiled the principles of the long-awaited tax reform plan that will significantly cut income taxes for Americans and corporates ahead of the administration's first 100 days in office. The plan would reduce the number of personal income tax brackets to 3 from 7, and it would cut the top individual's income tax rate to 35% from 39.6%. Gary Cohn, director of the White House National Economic Council, said at a press briefing at the White House. At the same time, the plan could cut the corporate income tax rate to 15% from 35%, and it would also impose a one-time tax on overseas profits of U.S. companies, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said at the same press briefing. And that would bring back trillions of dollars that are offshore to be invested here in the United States to purchase capital and to create jobs, he said. The plan would also eliminate all tax deductions for individuals except for mortgage interest and charitable tax deductions, according to Mnuchin. We have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to do something really big, Cohen said, noting President Donald Trump has made tax reform a priority and Republican-controlled Congress also wants to get it done. We're determined to move as fast as we can and get this done this year, Mnuchin added. However, it is unclear whether the plan, what U.S. officials called the biggest tax cuts in U.S. history, would be revenue neutral or would significantly increase U.S. fiscal deficits. Mnuchin has repeatedly argued that the administration would count on the compounding effects of strong economic growth over the next decade to finance the tax cuts. However, many economists are skeptical about that argument, as the U.S. economic growth will average about only 1.9% over the next 10 years, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The details of a complete tax proposal probably won't be ready until June. According to Mick, the director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, you can either have a small tax cut that's permanent or a large tax cut that's short term, and I don't think we can decide that at the moment. And that's all for Friday, and stay tuned for our update on the 29th.